Ready?
Yeah.
I bet it's gonna work on this one too.
Yes.
I wasn't gonna turn it off, but
oh,
go ahead. That's one of my favorite songs. That was Billy Ocean Nights.
Ocean Nights.
Yeah.
Nice song.
I like that song.
Yes, sir. Well, what's up, Trey? How are you doing today?
I am well. I've had a productive day. Got the oil changed on the car.
Yeah.
Went to the grocery store. Did the Cosmic Carolinian episode 7.
Wow, which lucky seven.
You can go watch on YouTube right now. And, yeah.
Bet. Sounds good.
Yeah.
I'm glad. Yeah, pretty productive day. Very busy work.
Yeah.
A lot of moving housing. Mm. So a lot of that address change. Yeah, on the 22nd. So
congratulations. Where's the bank? There we go.
Yes. So, as you know, guys, my name is Eric.
And I am Trey.
Let's do this.
And we're going to do this.
Yes, this is episode 85. And Eric came up with a very interesting topic. Exactly.
Yes.
God Almighty, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end.
Yes.
Yahweh. I mean, well, no, that's Jesus. But I am. How many names does this?
I believe he has like about 18 names that we can find in the Bible.
Let's see what else.
There's a lot.
It's so many names. Our Creator, our Heavenly Father.
I think there's Nisi. There's a lot.
I can't remember it.
It's just basically all the names that God was called throughout, you know, the Old Testament.
So many.
And it's a topic that I kind of decided to talk about because, you know, I was just thinking about, you know, like sometimes you like just stare into space or like just have your moment of silence and meditation, you're like,
mm-hmm.
like, what the heck am I believing in?
Right.
Like, it's crazy to think that you believe, you trust, you have faith in someone that you cannot see.
Mm.
It's already hard to have faith and trust on somebody that you can see.
Mm-hmm.
Now imagine trusting and believing in someone that you cannot. And I was like, dang.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why it came to me, because, you know, I've had a lot of issues, you know, either like people, I guess, quote unquote, I mean, I guess I'm going too deep, but let's say even not trusting me, not believing in me, or me not believing in them, me not trusting them. And I'm like,
trust issues.
Right. Then how do we expect to trust on someone that cannot see them? You know, kind of in the way you get mad, you're like, what is this real?
My boss the other day, I was telling him I don't believe anything that anybody says most of the time. He was like, you really don't believe anything. I was like, listen, and this sounds crazy, but do you know how long it took me to become a Christian? I did not believe. I was like, this, it makes no sense. Right. Like, if you think about it.
It does not.
And that's why God's way of understanding is greater than ours. But it's like, now that I believe what I believe, I can't be swayed. Like, it takes me a very long time to believe. Mm-hmm. That has always been one of my biggest issues in life. So
yeah,
it's like,
right.
Yeah.
And right after that, you know, that same day, it's funny because that same day that I thought about this, you know, we had practice,
mm-hmm.
like music practice. And at the end of the, at the end of practice, we started playing this song. It's called, I Was Seduced. Now, yeah, obviously, you know, it sounds a little erotic, but it is a song by this guy. His name is Marcos Brunet. He is from Brazil. And in this song, what it talks about is a way how he was seduced by God. Mm. In a way that it was just by his love. And then he's saying, like, no matter where I go, dude, can I borrow, like, to look up the lyric real quick or somehow?
Or, you know what? I wonder if it's on Apple Music.
Yeah, it is, but the lyrics is not in there.
There are lyrics on
Apple I know, Music. But I've already looked already it up. Looked yeah. It up.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Let's see.
But what he was talking about, just go, like, Google. So this guy, he was talking about how he was persuaded by God, right?
Mm-hmm.
And here, give me a second.
Now, I mean, I don't want to use that wording. I mean, even attracted, I think it's because of the world we live in. It's so perverted.
I mean,
not even
but that's
intended
the thing.
To be like that.
But that's what it comes down to.
Yeah.
Because nothing. Obviously, you know, we know the devil, you know, it distorted everything. But
right.
But one of the things that I wanted to go and touch into is that what he's saying here, even if I don't want to go, even if I don't want to keep going,
mm-hmm.
I got nowhere else to go.
Yeah.
I got nowhere else to go because the fire that it's in that is in me. Is because of you.
Mm-hmm.
And then I always come back to the same place and I say the same words. I love you. I will follow you and I will not turn back. I will not turn back.
Mm.
And then he repeats the same thing. And where he says that he was seduced by him is because he says that you came to me with love. Mm-hmm. I cannot deny the fact because I've tried you. I've tasted you. And then that's, you know, with what I was telling you, because, you know, it's something that is not tangible. We cannot touch, we cannot taste, we cannot feel, see or whatever. But then because of his love, he became addicted to him. So no matter what he does, there's no turning back.
That's like when they say there's no high like the Most High.
Yeah.
Oh, that's another name of God. Anyway.
There you go. And that alone... Just by having that, it comes down to just the experiencing his love.
Mm-hmm.
And that alone right there is just basically the thing that won't, like you said, no matter what they say, you will not be persuaded anywhere else.
Right, right.
And that's when it becomes real to someone.
Right. And, I mean, I don't mean to sound like a broken record, but I've said before, you know, for people... who don't seem to believe right. that God is real, that Jesus died for our sins. It amazes me how ignorant to a degree people can be.
Mm-hmm.
Because they'll, especially like atheists and stuff, they're like, God's not real or whatever. We two rocks hit together. We were formed. It's just happenstance. It's just
right.
whatever. Why is it that, and I remember Andrew Womack has said this. He was like, why is it that there's just enough oxygen on the planet? Why is it that everything to a degree was provided for us already? Why is it that, you know, why? I forgot the other thing. Oh, another thing that he said, he was like, how come Jesus, or not even Jesus, well, yeah, because apparently Catholics hate when you say Jesus H. Christ, which I don't know what that means. And forgive me if I'm offending anyone. I don't know what it means. I shouldn't have said it. But why is it that, like, whenever someone cusses or whatever, they never say, like, Buddha, damn it, Muhammad, damn it, or mm-hmm. anything like that, Gandhi, damn it, or
right.
whatever. It's always God, you know. It's always that. Like, because it's true what the Bible says. I mean, like, Satan is the God of this world, so anything that points towards God
mm-hmm.
is going to be, like, opposed by someone or something.
Right.
So, yeah. I just, yeah. I don't know. Go ahead.
No. You're good. I mean, you know, with, I guess, really what comes down to, what I'm, I guess, to make a point clear is just that it comes down to the love, that no matter how long it takes, and even to, like, what you were talking about, even atheist or whoever, it comes down to that experience, no mm-hmm. matter how long it takes. Like I think I mentioned this before. My grandpa, he was a straight hardcore atheist.
Mm-hmm.
Did not believe. He was just, his main thing was, you know, just knowledge and books and just wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
But it took him 63 years for him to realize how much God loved him.
Wow.
And even me talking to him, all he says, it's just all about his love. It's all about his love. His love, his experience that he had with him, where he was needing him, and how God took care or handled the situation in a very tenderest way. That's what made him open his eyes.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And as Christians, I feel that it is crazy to think, because, I mean, we're always, I mean, we're humans, we have doubts, but...
Mm-hmm.
Being able to go deep into his love and share the love that, you know, in that moment of, you know, even I know it sounds like very out of hand, but even that moment of intimacy that you have with him,
mm-hmm.
you know, being able to be filled with his love, so then he can fill you with his love. So
there's some
you,
people passing by in the hallway, if you yeah, guys can hear that.
Yeah. So eventually when you go out, you'll be able to go ahead and just whatever you got from that intimacy, be able to expand it out, mm-hmm. reflect on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it is something hard because, you know, we're all not perfect. You know, we're sinners. I mean, we commit mistakes, but we really have to understand the love of God and how much he loves us,
mm-hmm.
because he uses the people around us as his hands, as his touch, his smell, you know, people
right.
that, you know, sometimes like they just come up to him, tell you, hey, look, God loves you. Everything's going to be okay. Or even just a hug.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you're able to go ahead and experience his love, his hugs, you know, through somebody else, because, you know, who is randomly going to go up to you and like, hey, you know, God told me to give you a hug.
Only people that were led by God.
Exactly. You know, so, man. What?
Nothing. I'm thinking, so, I guess for me.
Sorry.
One of the main things that stood out to me, and I've said this before also, is I never understood being raised in a religious church. How can people say that God hates the sin but loves the sinner? It makes no sense. I've learned about spirit, soul, body. I was like, oh, that makes sense. Where I can just, you know, go to God. And so it's like little things like that that I just kind of like compiled.
Right.
And actually, that's not a little thing. I shouldn't say little things like that, but that was one of the things, because I'm a person who always needs all the answers or as many answers as I can get. It kills me to not know stuff, you know, that right. pertains to me. Like, I still have trouble with that, not knowing the future, not knowing what's going to happen. Like, I have a lot of trouble with that still. Like, it makes me uneasy. Like, I don't have, like, I can't rest in that and, okay. and just accepting the fact that I don't know or whatever. But hearing that God was actually a good guy, you know, and he actually really did love us. He hates right. the sin and all that. And then realizing that you can know your future, or you could, I mean, even if you don't need to know, I mean, even if you don't want to know your future or whatever, or the specifics of it, like me, you can rest in like Jeremiah, I forgot the chapter, but it's like you have an expected end. Like God knows the plans that he has for your life, plans to prosper you, plans not to harm you, you know. I mean, that's goodness right there. If you reject that, if you hear that as a person who just heard about God or whatever, or has been rejecting him, I don't know what else to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because that clearly, just that one verse clearly says that he loves you no matter what throughout your whole life. He knows it's going to end well. He knows it's going to be good for you in the end. Everything is going to work out in your favor. And I don't know how people just reject that. Like, I don't understand.
Well, I mean, I feel it's just, like, once again, like, I mean, I know I've been mentioning it a lot, but it just comes down to the experience. I mean, they probably had a bad experience in their past that, you know, something they cannot let go.
Mm-hmm.
That makes it a bit hard, but even the most toughest person, they're still able to, you know, to experience that no matter how. You know, because we got so many examples, like, you know, even just the Apostle Paul, you know, he was a dude that would just kill Christians. And, you know, he was as well. He was a Pharisee. You know, he was like one of the top dudes. Mm-hmm. You know, he knew the law. He knew, you know, he was like knowledgeable. But the experience he had with God alone, that's what made him change.
Mm-hmm.
And for everyone, it's going to be different. It's not going to be the same, you know. Maybe right. for one person, it's going to be, hey, look, you know, I don't know, just any random crazy thing. Because obviously, we're all different. You know, our hearts are different. God knows it. And he'll get to you the most gentlest way that he'll figure.
Mm-hmm.
And it is one thing that I do like, that he says that he'll knock on your door. He'll knock.
He's a gentleman. He doesn't like... Yeah, he doesn't just kick your door and like right. SWAT and yeah.
Yeah, he'll wait.
Yeah.
He'll wait until you let him in and you know, let him, you know, just allow him in, and he says that if you allow me in, you know, I'll be able to sit with you, eat, and, you know, fill you with blessings, because
mm-hmm.
that's what it's all about, and that's what he wants. He wants the best for us, and he'll show it to us one way or another. And that's the cool thing about it. And something that really touched me, and I guess is something that I've been struggling with, and I need to be able to be more loving towards people.
Me too.
Be understanding. Even know myself that, you know, he loves me and he wants the best for me. And that's what it's all about, man.
Yeah. Something that's crazy. Me and Denise was just talking about this the other day. Denise and I think this too. Literally, you know how the Bible says everybody will have an opportunity to accept Jesus mm-hmm. into their heart. Literally, me and her both think, even someone who has sworn that they hated God their entire life, all of that, even in their dying breath, mm-hmm. Jesus will present himself to them and give them an option.
That's right.
Even it doesn't matter what you did. You will always, in the end, inevitably have that option. Do you accept me into your heart or not? And it's crazy to think that, because in the Bible, it also says there will be people who will reject God. I think that's the moment that it's talking about, too. I couldn't even imagine I'm dying and right in my last few breaths, Jesus appears. He's like, I'm the truth. I'm the way. I'm the light. You know, accept me into your heart. And I say, no. I like that makes my stomach like turn. I could not fathom that. But there are people who have done that. And it's just like,
but unfortunately, I mean, that is what it is. And
I know,
even until that last moment, he'll be a gentleman and accept your decision.
Yeah.
You know, no matter how powerful he is stopped by our will.
Yeah.
So all we can do as followers, believers, anybody listening, watching, is be as loving as you can to others.
Mm-hmm.
Love yourself. Love your enemy. Maybe not as much, but still love them.
Yeah.
And, you know, just try to get that experience, because God, it's all about an experience, about a relationship. And you got to try new things with him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you don't try new things with him, then you'll live a dull life wondering, I mean, this is just the love that I got, but there is more to offer. So.
Right. Right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, this is the
I know this has been a short episode, and as you can tell, we're both tired, but we are determined to give you guys an episode. And I feel like this was encouraging, even though our energy is a little bit lower, or whatever.
It was
we still mean it, and you know,
it was
we hope you receive it.
It was a little chat, you know.
Yeah.
With coffee and whatnot type of chat.
Without coffee.
Without coffee.
I've had two coffees a day and I'm still tired.
Yeah.
So I think it's because I've been up since like 7 this morning.
Yeah, so. Probably.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, thank you. Yeah, go ahead. Wait.
Sorry. So next week, well, the following week, I will not be on episode 86, just so you guys know. It is my wedding anniversary on the 21st.
He's going to a second honeymoon.
I'm taking that whole week to myself, so I will not be on the next episode. Eric will be holding it down by himself.
Yes, sir.
And
sir.
I'm interested to see what he's going to do.
There's going to be something crazy, man.
So. But you guys can follow us on Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, Spotify, YouTube, and is that it?
Instagram.
Also, you can check me out on the Cosmic Carolinian on YouTube and Instagram. Check me out.
That's right. Check them out.
And we will see you guys.
Thank you.
Be blessed. Be prosperous. And be awesome.
And don't smoke weed. Thank you. Bye.